Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the potential for an AI crash driven by a massive, and some might say precarious, infrastructure boom.
It's a huge topic. So where do we even begin? The scale of this AI boom seems, well, astronomical.
Astronomical is the right word. I mean, you can literally see it from orbit. The article points to New Carlisle, Indiana, where what was once farmland is now a sprawling campus of data centers.
Right, these massive rectangular buildings just popping up. How many are we talking about?
Well, there are 7 now, with 23 more on the way, and the power they consume is just staggering. The campus, which isn't even finished, already needs more than 500 megawatts of electricity.
500 megawatts. What does that even mean in real terms?
It's enough to power hundreds of thousands of homes, and when it's all built out, the projection is that it will demand more power than 2 entire cities of Atlanta. It's breathtaking.
That is absolutely wild. And all this energy is fueling the financial side of things, right? The numbers there are just as big.
Oh, absolutely. Global spending is projected to hit $375 billion this year, and $500 billion in 2026. Think about this. Since ChatGPT launched, 3/4 of the S&P 500's gains came from AI-related stocks. It's propping up the whole market.
And at the center of all that is one company, NVIDIA.
Exactly. The article calls the U.S. a burgeoning NVIDIA state. The company just became the first in history to be worth $5 trillion. It's almost impossible to wrap your head around that number.
To put it in perspective, how does that compare to, I don't know, a traditional industrial giant like Ford?
It's not even close. You'd have to multiply Ford's market cap 94 times to get close to NVIDIA's. And just 20 years ago, Ford was worth nearly triple what NVIDIA was. It's a complete economic inversion.
So the U.S. economy is basically in a benevolent hostage situation, as the article puts it. We're completely tied to AI's success.
It seems that way. AI-related spending is contributing more to GDP growth than all consumer spending combined. It accounted for 92% of GDP growth in the first half of 2025. The entire tech industry has grown from 22% of the S&P 500's value to about a third.
But hold on a second, I find this part a little confusing. We have this roaring AI stock market, but the article mentions something strange is happening to the broader economy. Is all this AI money actually trickling down?
That's the $1 million or maybe $1 trillion question. And the answer seems to be not really. Even with stocks soaring, the tech company's share of net profits hasn't really changed. Meanwhile, job openings are falling. 22 states are in or near a recession, and U.S. manufacturing is in decline.
So there's a huge gap, a massive investment in AI infrastructure, but the real-world economic benefit seems murky. That sounds like the definition of a bubble.
The whispers are definitely rising to a chorus. There's a huge divergence between the investment and the actual revenues. Take OpenAI, for example. They might have made $4 billion last year, but they lost $5 billion. And yet, there's talk of a $1 trillion IPO.
A $1 trillion valuation for a company that's losing billions? That doesn't add up. And it's not just them, right? Microsoft's investments in OpenAI led to over $3 billion in losses in a single quarter.
You're right, it's a pattern. And what's more, a McKinsey report found that for nearly 80% of companies using AI, the technology had no significant impact on their bottom line.
So it's a classic infrastructure boom scenario, like the railroads or the dot-com bubble. A frenzy of investment and hype that could lead to a spectacular crash.
Precisely. But this time, there's a new financial twist that makes it even more precarious. It has echoes of something much more recent and much more painful.
You're not talking about 2008, are you?
That's exactly what the article suggests. See, these tech companies need cash for the data centers, but they don't want debt on their balance sheets. So they're partnering with private equity firms.
Okay, so how does that work? The private equity firms build the data centers.
Essentially, yes. The private equity firm raises the money, builds the center, and the tech company, like Meta, for instance, pays them rent. But then it gets complicated. That lease, that promise of rent from Meta, gets repackaged into a financial instrument, like a bond, that people can buy and sell.
And they can bundle multiple leases together, right? I think I see where this is going. You sort them into tranches based on risk.
Bingo. They're taking real estate deals, bundling them up, and selling them off. It's the same dynamic that led to the Great Recession, when risky mortgages were packaged into securities that were falsely marketed as safe. Now, instead of subprime mortgages, it's data centers whose long-term profitability is, well, completely unproven.
That is terrifying, because if the AI promise doesn't deliver, and these companies can't pay their rent, the whole house of cards collapses. And it would take down pension funds, insurance companies, everyday investors.
And the private equity firms themselves, which are basically a global shadow banking system managing trillions. A collapse there could be catastrophic. And to make it all worse, there's this bizarre circular investment thing happening.
The techno-capital hyperobject. I saw that term. What does it mean?
It's this loop. OpenAI agrees to pay Oracle $300 billion for computing capacity. Oracle then pays NVIDIA tens of billions for the chips to put in that data center. And then, NVIDIA turns around and agrees to invest up to $100 billion back into OpenAI. The money is just sloshing around between the same few players.
So it's not even new money coming in, it's just the same pot being stirred to make it look bigger. That can't go on forever.
It seems unlikely. And this all leads to this really stark conclusion in the article. There are basically two paths forward, and neither one looks great for the rest of us.
What are the two scenarios?
Scenario one, the AI companies fail to deliver on their promises. The bubble pops. The complex, leveraged financial system built around data centers collapses, leading to unprecedented financial turmoil. A 2008-style crash, but maybe worse.
Okay, that's the bad outcome. What's the other one?
Scenario two. They succeed. They actually build superintelligence. The technology is so revolutionary that it wipes out countless jobs and sends a shockwave through the global economy before anyone has time to adapt. It's a different kind of crash, a societal one.
So, boom or bust, we're facing massive, painful disruption. That's a chilling thought. It's the ultimate culmination of Silicon Valley's growth at all costs mindset.
It really is. The data center build-out is scale for the sake of scale. And it seems in all scenarios, the rest of us are the ones who will have to deal with the fallout. It's a powerful and frankly unsettling perspective.
Absolutely unsettling. There's a lot to unpack there.
There certainly is. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.